First, is it safe to walk in your neighborhood? Is there anything to walk to? A new poll says over 40% of Americans think their neighborhoods are unwalkable. The poll from Kaiser Permanente says most Americans think walking is a good thing. It's good for their health, but many see obstacles to getting around in their communities. You can join in right now. Is your neighborhood walkable? What keeps you from going out for a stroll? What changes would you like to see to make things more walkable? Call 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, or send us an email, talk@WPR.org. Eric Fredericks joins us now. He's an urban planner. He's the founder of Walkable Neighborhoods. Eric, welcome to the show.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
So I mentioned that poll. Are you surprised that a lot of people are saying, my neighborhood, not so good to walk in?
Actually, I'm surprised that the percentage isn't higher. I actually think that maybe some people's definition of walkable neighborhoods is different from mine, which is great because everybody has their own opinion, but I tend to think of a walkable place as a place where you don't necessarily need to have a car to get around to things. A car can be an option if you want to go to some of the longer distance events and things like that. But typically, it's a neighborhood where you can go get your groceries or get a cup of coffee or beer or church, those types of things without necessarily needing a car.
What are some of the common obstacles? We'll get to that kind of planning in a bit, but what are some of the more common, like, safety-type obstacles that people think this isn't a fun and safe place to go out for a stroll?
I think one of the biggest things is streets that are built just for automobiles, typically in mind, and they're typically wider streets. They have high speed, and you don't see the types of streets that we used to see in America when towns were smaller, or when you just had the downtown established neighborhoods, that you have streets that are just have a few intersections every mile, whereas opposed in these older communities, you have a lot of intersections. And when you have a lot of these close things in proximity to the intersections, you don't need these wide streets to handle all the traffic. It's kind of putting all of your eggs into one basket on these really wide streets, and they aren't really designed for pedestrians or cyclists in mind, so that makes it harder. Of course, there's always concerns about safety and perceived safety in some neighborhoods, and then just the infrastructure itself, that you have cracked sidewalks or maybe sidewalks that aren't accessible for all people to get around, that have higher needs, like seniors or disabled or children.
So what's in it for us? Why should we want more walkable neighborhoods? What's the benefit?
There's all kinds of benefits. One of the big things is that some research has found that you actually weigh less in walkable neighborhoods just because you live around things, and it's silly to hop in a car that you just end up walking to a lot of different places. Some research in Atlanta found that, and certainly a lot of Wisconsin cities are probably more walkable than the Atlanta region. And doing this research, they found that in some neighborhoods, people weighed 10 pounds less on average. I certainly could use to lose 10 pounds, but I'm sure a lot of people, but that's one of the benefits. Another one is just that it can save on some transportation costs, that you don't have to drive as far to places. And then just being able to, I know one thing that people don't talk about much, but some people like to have a drink or something with watching a ball game or whatnot and don't want to get in a car. And that's a way to help avoid people being out on the roads drinking, and they can walk or take transit to from those facilities back to their home.
I assume it's a different challenge in different parts of the country, different places. Are there particularly things that suburbs can do to make themselves more walkable? They were originally really built around cars in a lot of cases.
Yeah, some suburban areas are doing some really interesting things. In San Jose, which I know is a pretty big city, but it's really, if you visit it, kind of more set up to be suburban in many areas. They've actually had some shopping centers that have kind of redefined themselves, and they were just old strip shopping centers that have kind of redefined themselves. They added housing on top of some buildings and made it turn the development into more like a town center or urban village. And certainly you're seeing that other places along the West Coast where that's happening. So it's really kind of shifting how the layout of buildings and commercial districts are happening in the suburbs, that they're not allowing parking in between the building and the street. What that does is bring the activity associated with the commercial development up onto the street. And when that happens, drivers tend to actually slow down because you start looking around at the various things. And so it has this kind of traffic calming effect. And if you travel around the country in some little towns and bigger cities, you'll notice that they tend to have buildings up onto the streets. And that makes a huge difference in terms of walkability. And they're also doing things related to complete streets, adding bike lanes, wider sidewalks, and street trees. And that helps create a more walkable environment for people in the suburbs that maybe it was established for cars initially, but you're seeing more and more turning toward that type of living.
All right. Do you see, before I let you go, do you see a bigger trend toward this? Is the idea of walkable neighborhoods really catching on around the country?
Oh, for sure. And you cited that one study that said that 40% said their neighborhood's unwalkable. Well, in that same Atlanta study, another that I mentioned earlier, another research that's been done, it's shown that about 66% of people want to live in more walkable neighborhoods. So if you have 40% saying that they can, surely a lot of those folks are going to want to live in walkable neighborhoods. And when you're talking about the scale of America, you have tens of millions of people that aren't getting their demands met. So what we've already started to see in the downturn of the economy is that we've kind of overbuilt single-family housing kind of in more sprawl-type developments. And the market's really saying that people want these more walkable neighborhoods. That's not to say that there aren't going to be neighborhoods for people that love to drive. I think that's always going to exist in America. The millennials and others and some of the aging baby-booming population really prefer to live in areas where they don't necessarily need to have a car. And
right.
It's kind of a bigger shift in America, and we're really seeing these numbers play out.
Eric, thanks a lot for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That was Eric Fredericks, urban planner, founder of Walkable Neighborhoods. Coming up, we'll talk about Wisconsin's Northwoods and calls to allow logging on federal lands.